With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. Governor Janet Mills said in her address to the legislature last night that her proposed budget will include continuing the Free Community College Initiative for another 2 years, would not raise taxes, and will leave the Rainy Day Fund untouched. The Republican response to the address criticized excessive spending and accused the governor of ignoring how inflation is affecting Maine residents. After a drug bust in Old Town that netted over 1,200 gabapentin pills, law enforcement officials have revealed it's a new concern in the illegal drug trade. Marketed as an anticonvulsant, gabapentin is said to enhance the high brought on by opioids. While overdoses are rare from this drug, it can limit the lungs' ability to work, causing a buildup of carbon monoxide in the body. The Bangor Police Department is hoping its community action team will not only free up law enforcement to answer more criminal calls, but will also entice more potential officers to join the force. The city's homeless population has taken up much of the officers' time, but now the BCAT will handle many of those calls, commonly known as welfare checks. Officials say they hope the return to traditional police work will be more appealing to potential applicants. The city of Bangor has drafted a proposal to deal with housing issues, including prohibiting application fees, requiring 60 days written notice of any rent increases, and capping screening fees at $75. In addition, the proposal would increase the amount of housing available downtown and address blight and abandoned properties in the city. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles has issued a proposal for a new license plate design modeled after the state's 1901 flag. The new plates would feature a navy blue star and a dark green pine tree. The proposal will now be considered by the Transportation Committee. And bakers are invited to compete in the King Arthur Baking Contest this Friday in Bangor at the Ohio Street campus of the Penobscot Christian School. Find more information on the Facebook page for the King Arthur Baking Contest. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.